Chapter 3. Holly. Holly Short was lying in bed. She was very angry, even for a fairy. She was thinking about Commander Root. Holly was the first woman recon officer in the LEP, and Commander Root was leader of the LEP. Life in recon was dangerous, and Commander Root did not want women on his squad.
"Well, that's unlucky for him," thought Holly, "because I'm staying."
She pushed herself out of bed and into the shower. The good thing about life deep underground was that the water was always hot. Holly felt low because her magic was low. Every few years, fairies have to do the ritual to make their magic strong. But she was always too busy.
"If Root finds out that I don't have a lot of magic, he won't let me go up to the human world," thought Holly.
Holly had short red hair, brown skin and brown eyes, and of course pointed ears. She was thin with long fingers and she was 1 meter tall. The fairies lived underground, near the centre of the earth, in Haven City. When humans began to dig deeper into the earth, looking for gold, the fairies had to leave their homes. They made a new home in Haven, with many other creatures, like dwarfs and trolls. Now the city had too many creatures. There was no light either, but underground was the last place on earth with no humans. In the human world, the moon was coming up, so Holly got out of the shower and put on her green police clothes and her helmet. She was late, and there was no time for a nice breakfast. She went out into the busy road and pushed through the crowds to the police station, which was full and very noisy. Holly noticed a dwarf who was carefully stealing things from people's pockets.
"What are you doing, Mulch?"
she asked, putting her hand around his neck. Mulch turned quickly, and watches and phones fell to the floor.
"Captain Short," he said, "it's just me. I take things. I can't stop myself."
"I know, Mulch," said Holly, "and we can't stop ourselves from putting you in prison for 200 years.
But Holly was late. She did not have time to put anyone in prison. She went on, running quickly past Commander Root's office.
"Short, get in here!"
"Oh no," thought Holly. "He's angrier than usual."
Holly stepped into Commander Root's office. Root's face was purple, but that was normal. He was always angry.
"What time do you call this?"
he asked. Holly was only 30 seconds late. Some of the other officers were not there yet.
"I know what you're thinking," said Root. "Why do I shout at you every day?"
Holly said nothing.
"It's because you're a woman," he said.
"Aha," Holly thought. "I knew it."
"Holly Short, you're the first woman in my recon squad. There are a million fairies out there watching you. Some people want you to do well. Some want you to do badly. If you do badly, there will be no future for women in the LEP."
Holly was shocked. Root never spoke to her like this.
You have to be the best you can, Short, said Root. You have to be better than the others, but you're not. So I can't send you up above ground.
Sir, said Holly, that's not fair. I do a great job. I've only made one mistake.
Suddenly, a phone rang on Root's desk. Then another, and another.
Yes,
he shouted into one. Then he spoke to Holly.
We've got a wild troll in Italy. Trolls killed 6 of our men in the last 3 months, and that was underground. Trolls are even more dangerous above ground because they're frightened and angry.
This was bad news. Trolls were the most dangerous of the underground creatures. They had no magic, but they were strong and stupid. They attacked and ate everything that they found.
Okay, Captain Short, show me what you can do. Your magic is strong, of course.
Yes, sir, lied Holly.
She could not tell Root that she needed to complete the ritual.
Good, said Root. Get a gun from Foley and go above ground. This is recon only, Captain Short. You look and you tell us what you see. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Commander Root took a long look at Holly.
Something is going to go wrong, he thought.